اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال مولانا أمير المؤمنين عليه الصلاة والسلام:
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
جالس العلماء تزدد علما. Dear brothers and sisters, a very short hadith, and I would like to encourage all of you to memorize that as well later on. As our first Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen had said, Jalis al-Ulama tazdid ilma. Before I say the meaning of that, if we look at our family backgrounds and look at the family cultures in the Shia community, we remember that we had a culture to have ulama at our home, being with our children and giving them opportunity that if they can meet with them closely, ask any questions if they want to have it. And that is a culture that has been started from the time of Aim Alayhi Salam, of course, and people, they had personal meetings with Aim Alayhi Salam. Families, they used to go visit Aim Alayhi Salam. Sometimes Aimma, they used to visit the families as well. And we, as living in the Western countries where we don't have much opportunities, but sometimes we have scholars visiting our center during the month of Muharram, sometimes month of Ramadan. So let us recite a salawat for the ladies.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So can I request ladies to recite salawat for men? Thank you very much. The benefit of having an alim and having a meeting with the ulama, that has been said in this hadith of our first imam. He said, "Jalisil ulama," try to sit with ulama, have meeting with ulama. Tazdid ilman, it's going to increase your knowledge. It's going to give you opportunity that you learn something. Sometimes Aimma alayhi salam, they say that having sitting and meeting with an alim is like sitting under a tree, a fruitful tree, that any time you can expect that one fruit is going to come to you. Any hadith, any word of wisdom that is going to be for you as well. The same advice has been given by Luqman Hakim to his son, as he says to his son that, "Ya Bunayya, oh my son, jalisil ulama." So when you like to advise your children, this is one thing that you can practice. Sometime I need to say my son that if there is an alim, please take an opportunity, sit with him. From very beginning we should start making them familiar with the ulama, that they should not feel isolated, they should not be separated from ulama, but we have to make them familiar, that this gap and distance, we can bridge that gap. That is actually parents' responsibility, that they should do that. This is how Luqman is asking from his son, "Ya Bunayya, oh my son." So this is very beautiful way of asking, "Jalis al-ulama," go and sit with the scholars, with ulama. "Yuhyi al-qulub," it's going to enliven your heart. "Yuhyi al-qulub," it's going to enliven your heart. "Kama yuhyi al-arda biwabil as-sama," as earth is being enlivened with the water that comes, that rain that comes from the sky, it enlivens the earth. Similarly, minds of people, hearts of people are going to be enlightened by the sitting with ulama. So let those children that they can sit sometimes, they should have special meetings with ulama. But when we like to have sitting with ulama, it's not with every alim. This is really important. One of the points that I want to make, not with every alim, because we are not responsible. Ulama are two categories, and we always have to distinguish. It is important for the people that they should be able to distinguish in good alim and bad alim. Alimun Rabbaniyun wa alimus su. So there are two types of the ulama. Some are ulama su, and when you bring them at home, they may leave a disease at your home that it's going to be always with your children, and your children are going to be sick. And sometimes you call an alim, he is going to give benefit to your children. So that's what it's been said in the hadith that I've read from Amir al-Mu'mineen. He says that la tajlisu illa inda kulli alimin yad'ukum. Don't sit with every alim unless if there is an alim who invites you to those things. So see what are the criterions. We can see what are the criterions we need to see in an alim that we would like to invite or to sit with him. First, yad'ukum min ash-shakk ila al-yaqeen. If he can erase the doubts and confusions from your life and bring certainty, this is one. That he can work in your belief. He can set your belief system. He can erase the doubts and confusions. Second, an alim who can invite you min ar-ri'a ila al-ikhlas. An alim who is great in ethic values, who can erase showing off ri'a from your life and bring sincerity. So this is another kind of alim. Third, he said, min ar-raghabati ila ar-rahbati. There is sometimes an alim that is not dunya prast, you know, he is not actually worshipper of this world, but he is worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is going to take you out from this world and is going to connect you with the other world. There is another kind of alim that you need to be looking at, an arif alim, an alim who knows the inside of this world and inside of the other world. Third, he said, an alim min al-kibari ila tawadu. The alim that can take you out from arrogance and bring humbleness in your life. That is another kind of alim that you should be looking at. Finally, he said, min al-ghish ila nasiha. If there is an alim that's tricky, you know, tricky alim. Sometimes there can be an alim, he's tricky. He pretends something outside, but he's not really that kind of person. These are tricky kind of people. You need to have an alim who can take you out from those tricks of this world. Min al-ghish ila nasiha. A person who can take you out from those tricks of this world and treats of this world and makes you familiar with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he can make you one who is looking for the good affairs of other people and trying to settle and reform himself. So this kind of alim. So these are the criterion that I'm alayhi salam, they have said about when you like to choose an alim at that time also, you have to look at the qualities. What are the qualities that he's going to adopt when he comes to you or when you have sitting with these kind of people? What is something that he's going to give it to you? So brothers and sisters, let us learn the hadith that we started with. It says, Jalisil ulama. Jalisil ulama. Tazdid ilman. Jalisil ulama. Tazdid ilma. That sit with ulama, it's going to increase your knowledge. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.